There are eight bones in the wrist that form a tunnel where your nerve, artery, and vein can pass through into the hand and feed the hand muscles and feed blood to the hand and take deoxygenated blood back to the body through the wrist. This is called the carpal tunnel because those eight bones are called the carpal bones. If one falls on their hand stretched out, like when you're falling backwards or on the ice, this can create what's called a foosh, or a fall on the outstretched hand. And what most people don't understand is that some of those carpal bones can go into malalignment at the time of injury. And you might not have pain, or you might have immediate pain, and then over some days or weeks, it disappears, and you think nothing of it. But what can start to happen if one of those bones, or more than one, are out of alignment, is they start to interfere with the mechanics of the movement of your hand. So you go forward, playing your sports, chopping onions, doing whatever you do with your hands and wrists, but really, because the mechanics and the alignment are off, it's really like a wearing down. And that causes inflammation. So then that starts to press on the artery, the nerve, the vein, and interfere with the flow of energy going back from the hand to the body or vice versa. And this is what can sometimes be called carpal tunnel syndrome. So the medical approach is to go in and shave down or cut open or cut the nerve and reduce the inflammation or stop the message altogether. That's not the solution we like to take first. As chiropractors, what we do is we adjust the wrist bones, and many times you will get instant success. Just free the whole area up, get the mechanics working, and that's the most conservative approach and the least costly. However, I've worked on lots of people who have had adjustments. I've adjusted them and worked on their carpal bones. And then the next place to go look is maybe the elbow joint is out of alignment. Another place to check would be that the cervical spine is properly moving, because the nerve and artery and vein that emit out of there come through the brachial plexus, which is in the shoulder near the collarbone at the base of your neck. And if that is under compression or malalignment, it could be shutting down the nerve supply to the end of the system. Just like stepping on a garden hose, you would press on the hose at one end, but the water or the life force would be disappearing far away at the end of the hose. So these are the areas that people should look at, and they receive chiropractic care to try for some of these things. The missing element, and the part that NOT has to add to this, is again the cranial injury and the balance circuits that are found in the inner ear to the eyes, and how the front of the head talks to the back of the head, and this is what holds the head upright. If these circuits are on, then the head knows where it is. If these circuits are off, what I describe as a cranial injury complex in the other videos that I've given, now the head does not know how to stay on properly, so that stresses out the neck, and that can be causing a shutdown of the energy going to the shoulder, down the elbow, and into the wrist. So many people will get the wrist, the elbow, and the shoulder taken care of, as well as the neck, but the problem still comes back of tingling, numbness down the hand, etc. And there's where they have to have the cranial injury corrected to help complete what needs to be done.